Hi, welcome to New England Federal Credit Union's Financial Education Podcast, Tips for a Successful Spending Plan. My name is Lori, and I'm a financial counselor here at the credit union. I'm going to share some tips on how you can manage your spending so that you end up with extra money in your pocket rather than always being short on cash. Getting your finances in order is like any other project. You've got to set a goal and then stick to it in order to get results. You also have to believe that you can reach your goals and that you are worth it. Here are three things you should do to start out. First, give yourself a specific goal, one that makes it easy to tell if you're making progress and that will be clear when you reach it. Second, include your family in discussing your goal. It will make you more likely to succeed, but only if you're willing to listen to them when it looks like you're going off track. Third, write down your goal or cut out a picture of it for better visualization. For example, if you'd like to own a boat or a house someday, cut a picture of it out of a magazine and hang it where you can see it. Then, every day ask yourself if you're getting closer to that goal or not. If not, then be honest with yourself and do what you have to do to get closer to it. Now, if your goal involves money, and many do, there is one simple, fundamental lesson you need to understand above all else. This is a very easy thing to say, but a very difficult thing for most people to do. And that is, you need to spend less than you make. Sounds simple, doesn't it? But believe me, it isn't, since first, you need to know exactly how much it is you're spending. Now, you probably already know off the top of your head how much you take home every month. But can you tell me off the top of your head exactly how much you spend every month? I didn't think so. So, get out a piece of paper, put it where you can easily find it, and start keeping track of what you spend your money on. First, write down your known expenses, like your mortgage or rent, your utility bills, insurance, and other regular expenses. Then, every day for a week or a month if you're disciplined, write down how much you spend during the course of the day. Chances are you'll be shocked. For example, if you spend $5 on coffee and a bagel every morning, 5 days a week, that'll come to $1,300 over the course of a year. That's $1,300 after taxes. That's enough to take a vacation. So why not start making your coffee at home and taking it with you in a travel mug rather than having someone make it for you every day? I'm not picking on any one company. Everyone's got to make a living. But once you start writing down how much you spend, you'll see patterns and opportunities where you can cut back until you spend less than you make. This is a simple but important part of understanding the difference between your wants and your needs. You've got to know the difference if you're ever going to have extra money in your pocket. Some expenses we really can't do anything about. It's not realistic to live like a hermit, but knowing how much you're spending on little wants every day is the first step to becoming the person who typically has money rather than the person who doesn't. The next step in your spending plan is to prioritize. Not all of these will apply to you, but here's a quick list of bills you have to pay. Your mortgage or your rent, your car loan, your taxes, your utilities, any child support or court judgments, your auto and medical insurance, your student loans, and your credit card bills. Now, if you have more than one credit card and you've maxed them out, you're probably panicking. The reason you're panicking is that you can't continue to spend like you're used to spending, and you're not sure how you're going to pay them off. The best way to get out of credit card debt is to ladder your credit card bills. That means pay the minimum amount every month on all of your credit cards, except the one with the smallest balance. On that one, pay the minimum balance plus as much as you can towards the principal. Over time, you'll pay off that card, which will give you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction. Then, use the same amount of money that you've paid toward that credit card and start paying off the card with the next lowest balance, and so on, and keep going until you've paid them all off. This also means you must take these cards out of your wallet and stop using them until you get your spending under control. Once all of your credit card bills are paid off, you can start to put that same amount of money in a savings account. We have many savings options here at the credit union that don't require a lot of money to get started. To find out more, look under Accounts on our homepage, come into any branch, or call us at 802-879-8790. So that's it. Spend less than you make, prioritize your bills, pay off your credit cards, then put money aside on a regular basis. Follow these simple rules and you'll wake up one day feeling great about your finances. Now that's a goal to look forward to. Thanks for listening.